Welcome back. Internet of Things cloud operations company Samsara is making its big debut today, pricing shares at the top end of its range at $23 a pop. And the ticker there, aptly named IoT, we're seeing shares move higher as they make their debut at the New York Stock Exchange. And for more on what that company is trying to solve, very happy to welcome in the CFO of Samsara here. Dominic Phillips joins us from the floor of the NYSE. And Dominic, I mean, when we look at it, as I understand it, also want to mention Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi joining us for this interview. As I look at it, you know, you guys are looking to help maybe companies that aren't as digitally native use some of these sensors and data to help in their operations. So, I mean, what have you seen in terms of onboarding some of those companies in the early days?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. So Samsara is connecting the world of physical operations to the cloud. And when I say physical operations, I mean commercial vehicles and field equipment and factories and warehouses and physical sites. And we're collecting and we're organizing that data, we're bringing it to the cloud, and we're providing actionable insights for our customers to use that data to run their businesses more safely, more efficiently, and more sustainably.
Dominic, how many large accounts do you have, and what percentage of your business is annual recurring revenue?
So we now have 715 customers that pay more than $100,000 a year. We call those our large customers. We added a record 100 new 100K plus customers in Q3, our most recent quarter. And these customers are driving 44% of our annual recurring revenue, and it's a big driver of our growth.
Yeah, when we look at the growth there too, I'm interested in, every time we have a new tech company come on, always interested in net losses. Your guys' net loss is actually moderating down quite a bit from the year ago period and the prior year before that. Talk to me about what you're seeing there as you scale the business.
Yeah, so we have a clear path to profitability. This is a business, again, that's growing really fast at scale. We're almost $500 million of annual recurring revenue. We're growing close to 70% year over year. But we are seeing great leverage in both our operating margin and our free cash flow margin, and we think that we continue to move towards longer-term profitability. We really look at our underlying unit economics. Our net retention rate for our largest customers has been more than 125%, and our LTV to CAC ratio has been more than 8x, which means that we're driving more than 8 times the amount of money that we spend to acquire a customer upfront over that customer's lifetime. And this gives us a lot of confidence that we can continue to grow fast as we scale, but while also driving towards longer-term profitability.
And Dominic, when these customers come to you right now, what is the biggest challenge they're trying to overcome as they look towards next year?
Yeah, so our customers represent 40% of US GDP. These customers come from industries such as manufacturing and logistics and construction and field services. And ultimately, they're looking for more visibility into all of their assets. They operate wide spectrum of different types of assets, and we're ultimately collecting a bunch of that operational data. We're bringing it into the cloud. We're giving them visibility. We're giving them actionable insights. We're helping them predict things that will happen in the future. And with that data, they're able to save money. They're able to operate more efficiently. They're able to operate more safely, reduce accidents, lower their insurance premiums. And we're also helping them use that data to achieve their longer-term sustainability goals.
You look at your total addressable market, pretty significant upside in terms of the numbers that you've shared, $54.6 billion by the end of this year, $96.9 billion by the end of 2024. What are the sectors where you've seen most significantly lagging in this digital push? Where is the growth?
So we're in the early innings of a digital transformation for this world of physical operations. We've seen it in the world of consumer. Over the last 10 to 20 years, we've seen it in enterprise. And now we're at the beginning, the early innings for the world of physical operations. And so these companies, very large companies, operate very complex operations, a very diverse set of assets. And they increasingly are looking for visibility into how these assets are operating and where they can operate more efficiently and how they can create safer operations. And Samsara is helping them with that, and we're seeing a lot of great momentum.
Yeah, you've laid out some pretty optimistic potential here, saying the possibilities are practically endless. It's easy to imagine a future when every asset has a chip in it and is connected to the cloud. Sounds exciting for your company, but I know a lot of people are going to hear this and say, that's kind of a scary thought. What do you say to those who are worried about the security? What happens to all of that data?
Yeah, so every company needs to think about data and privacy and security. These are really important issues. And Samsara was built from the ground up with these things in mind. And you know, there are more than 1 million trucking and manufacturing accidents each year, and our customers are using this data to create safer operations and ultimately to save money. And so they're getting a lot of value out of the data that we're collecting and ultimately helping them create better operations.
Yeah, and the company coming from two founders there, founders who sold their last company, Meraki, to Cisco as well. So we'll see what happens this time around. But Dominic Phillips, the CFO of Samsara, appreciate it. And congrats again on the debut. Our thanks to Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi as well.